Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now on Masechet Pesachim Daf Kuf Dalad Amud Aleph, near the top of the Amud, about to revisit our formulations of Havdalah that were presented. Gufa Amar Rabbi Elazar Amar Rabbi Oshaya. This was what was brought to Rava's attention when he had the simple line of Amav the Benchonish Lachol, that Rabbi Yoshaya said that you should have at least three different mentions of things that God has divided or distinguished in the world. And you should have no more than seven. On those five occasions, when you're going from Shabbat to any other day, or from Yom Kippur to Chol, or from Yom Tov to Chol HaMoed, you say Avdalah. V'lo Motzei Yom Tov until Shabbat, but not, as we said before, when you're going into Shabbat from Yom Tov. Haragil Omer Harbe. If you're accustomed, then you say a lot of Havdalah. V'shein Haragil Omer Achat. And if not, you say one. As we saw before, Rabbi Yudan Nasi's Havdalah was one line, one Havdalah. The answer is Tanoihi. Dam Rabbi Yochanan. Benan Shel Kedoshim Omer Achat. We'll find out who that is. Says one, v'nagua amlo mar shalosh, but everybody else has the custom of saying three. So there's different opinions. Ma ninu benan shel kadoshim, who is this? Rabbi Menachem bar Simoi. My car live benan shel kadoshim. Why was this Menachem bar Simoi called a young holy, a son of holy ones, or a holy man? Let's talk about Sarata de Chuzuzi. We refuse to look at the images that were on the Roman coins, trying to distance himself as far as possible from pagan imagery. Shachar Shmuel bar Idi, Hananya Achi Omer Achat. My brother Hananya says one Havdalah. We don't rule that way. Rabbi Shimon Levi says we leave it open, as we saw, 3, 7, but you have to say the similar Havdalot is those that are said in the Torah, like God distinguished between light and darkness. Meitav, here's a challenge. Say to Avdalah Teyach, Omer Hamadu Mekodesh Tachol, Min Or Lachoshech Min Yisrael Amin, Min Yomashu Deshesh Tiveh Maaseh, as we know, Bein Tameh LaTahor, he distinguishes between pure and impure, Bein Hayam L'Charava, between the sea and dry land, Maimel Yonim Naim Tachtonim, the upper waters and lower waters, as described in the second day of creation, Ben Konim Levim V'Yisraelim, V'Chotem V'Seyde Breshit, and you end off by saying, Shosem Maaseh Breshit as an end, or something of that sort, Chavarim V'Yotzer Breshit. And some people say that the end is Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzer Bereshit. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Omer Chotem Mekadesh Yisrael. That's how you finish. V'im'ita Ha'ben Hayam L'Charva Lok Tiva Be'Havdalah. But between the sea and the dry land, which is an allusion to create Yamsuf, doesn't say anywhere that God divided. So the answer is Samim Mikan Ben Hayam L'Charva. You're right, that doesn't belong there. It's a mistake. It shouldn't be in the Baraita. So Yachim In Yomash V'Deshitim Amasen Namim Ein Chatimahi. If that's the case, then, as we said earlier in assessing Shmuel's ruling, Ben Yom HaShvi'i Deshesh Tumah Maaseh is not really a Havdalah, it's there just for the formula of having it Meina Chatima. Batzachar V'Lei Kasheva, then that means you only have six. So Amri Kohanim, Levim Yisraelim, Trei Milininu. That last Havdalah of Kohanim and Levim Yisraelim is two Havdalot. One is Shevet Levi from Yisrael, and the other is the Kohanim from Shevet Levi. Levim Yisrael Dichtiv, Aitahi Avdalah Adonait Shevet HaLevi, as we see in Parshat Ekev. Ben Kohanim Levim separated the Kohanim from the Levim Dichtiv in Divrei Amim, Bnei Amram Aharon Umashev, Vayibadel Aharon Akisho, Kodesh Kodashim. Okay, Mechta Maichatim. So we saw three different suggestions. Seder Bereshit, Yotzer Bereshit, and Mekadesh Yisrael. What's the Chatima? Rav Amar Mekadesh Yisrael. Shmuel Amar Mavdil Ben Kodesh Tachol. So Shmuel said, of course, the one we're familiar with. Layit Allah Abaye. Abaye would curse anybody. Tim Rav Yosef, Ahad Rav. Either it's Rav Yosef or a student Abaye who cursed anybody who would say Rav's Chatima Mekadesh Yisrael. Tanamish Peter Rabbi Shimon Chananya. Kol HaChotem Mekadesh Yisrael Mavdil Ben Kodesh Tachol Marichin Lo Yomav Ushnotav. So this is a challenge. Why would Abaye curse anybody who said this formula if it's part of the good formula, Mekadesh Yisrael and Mavdil Ben Kodesh Tachol together, you'll have a long life? The answer is V'leit HaChotach HaVatei. We don't rule that way, and indeed we rule only like Shmuel HaMavdil Ben Kodesh Tachol. Here's another story. As we saw in the previous podcast, we saw some stories about Chachamim encountering a Havdalah or a meal and how they responded. Ula ukla the Pumbadita. Ula came to Pumbadita. Ula, of course, was one of the visitors from Eretz Yisrael who would go down to Bavel, and the way that they would get there by the Euphrates, the first stop that they had was always in Pumbadita, which is why we always find Rav Dimi and Ravin and the other Nechute engaging in conversations with Abaye, who's the Rosh Hashiva in Pumbadita at the time, and who then challenges them or quizzes them on what they brought. Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Yitzchak Brei. So Rav Yehuda, who was the Rosh Hashanah Fumadita, said to his son Yitzchak, Zil Amtilei Kalkalat Aperi, go bring this Ula, a basket of fruit, V'chazi Heche Avdil, and see what he does, because it was after Shabbat, see what he does with Havdalah. Lo Azal, he refused to go, or he didn't go. Shadalei L'Abaye, so Rav Yehuda sent Abaye, who was very young at the time. Kata Abaye, Amarle, Heche Amar. So he comes back and said, what did he do? Amarle, Baruch Amavdil Mekodesh Tachol Amar. He said, Baruch Amavdil Mekodesh Tachol, Betulo, Ata Lekame Davua, Amarle, Heche Amar, Amarle, Ana Lo Azli, Ana Shadrite L'Abaye. So now, Rav Yitzchak had sent Abaye. Abaye came back and gave the report to Rav Yitzchak. Rav Yitzchak came to his father, Rav Yehuda, who sent him, and he said, what happened? He said, I didn't go, but I sent Abaye from my love to Mekodesh Tachol. And he told me that what he said was Mav to Mekodesh Tachol. Amarle, Ravanute Demar, Visrarute Demar, Garmale Lamar, Delote Mashmate Mipume. Your haughtiness and your, practicing like a high position of Sarah have caused you to not be able to say the Shmua properly in the name of Ula because you had to get it second hand. In other words, you should have gone yourself. Meitave, watch this challenge. Kol HaBrachot Kulan is very important to Sefta in Brachot, in the first paragraph. Kol HaBrachot Kulan Patech Baruch Chotem Ben Baruch. All Brachot start with a Pticha, Baruch Atah Hashem Kedem Rocholam, and then have a Chatima, Baruch Atah Hashem, at the end. Chutz Rechat HaMitzvot, Rechat HaPerot, because those are short and have no ending formula. Rechas V'chal L'chaverta, which has no opening because it relies on the previous bracha, like Nodelecha and Rachem and Berkat HaMazon, and all the brachot after the first one in Shmon Esrei. Bracha Achrona should be Kriyat Shema, which may be of the same ilk, which is Emet V'yatziv, Emet V'munah, does not have an opening phrase of a bracha. As we just saw, some of them have a pticha, some of them have a chatima, but not both. Tov meiti, which is the end of Berkat HaMazon, has a pticha, but not a chatima. So, kasha le'ula, because Ula just said, Racham Avdu Mekodesh Tachol. Ula would say, Berkat HaMitzvot Damya. I think that Havdalah is like Berkat HaMitzvot because it's a short bracha. In other words, why is Berkat HaMitzvot so short and therefore takes no Chatima? Because it's simply thanksgiving. Thank you, God, for giving us the opportunity to worship you through putting on tefillin, through shaking a lulav. So he said the same thing with Havdalah. It is simply Hoda'ah and therefore does not require a lengthy formula which would necessitate a Chatima. Again, Talmidei de Rav Haviyat Bisuda Zata. They were sitting in a meal. Rav Hamnuna Sava. Rav Hamnuna the elder was standing over them, like serving them, but also watching them. Amrei said, Zil Chazi I Makdish Yoma Nafsi. Go see outside if it became Shabbat, then we'll stop. Venikbe L'Shabtan. We'll make Shabbat. He said, you don't have to. Shabta Kava Nafsha. Right? Shabbat is Kover itself, which seems to mean that you don't have to wait for that particular time, but Shabbat makes its own Su'udah, and therefore you don't need to, at that point, do what Rabashi suggested, which was to, Rabbi Yehuda's position, suggested in conversation with Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, which would be to uproot the table. But rather, Shabbat is kovei for itself, and all I have to do is cover up the food, prisat mapat. A quick aside, just to explain this, maaser, if you take food from the field until you brought it into the house, it's called achilat arai and does not require maasrot. But if it's Shabbat, it does, because Shabbat is such a serious day that anything eaten on Shabbat has that din of kfiut. The same thing with the meal. So we assume that the same thing applies to Havdalah. Rav Amram said to them, but it is not true for Havdalah. Alright, so therefore, just as Shabbat comes in, you now must not eat or drink anything until you made Kiddush. So the same thing when Shabbat ends, you can't eat or drink anything until you made Havdalah. He said, that's not true. That's only as far as stopping, which means if you're in the middle of a meal and Shabbat ends, you continue the meal. You don't have to stop. But we don't start a meal after Shabbat if we haven't made Havdalah yet. And by the way, even the issue of not stopping, that's only if we're engaged in eating. But if we're sitting and drinking, then we do stop. That's only if it's wine or meat. But if you're drinking water, not a big deal. He saw a guy drinking water before Avdalah. Aren't you afraid of Ascara, which is diphtheria, the croup, perhaps, but a terrible disease that he said would happen if you drank before Avdalah? So the answer is Rabbanan Devei Ravashi Lo Kapti Amaya. So there were many students who were not makpid on it, and the issue of water seemed to be a divided custom, whether or not people were makpid on that. Okay, we'll pick it up in the next podcast with further investigations and explorations into the laws of Kiddush and Havdalah. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.